Stephanie Sanzo, this incredible fitness icon, a mum of two, is the most genuine, authentic person you're ever going to meet. I would love to know more, like what's been the most recent event that you're working through right now, like not just from a business point of view, but personal as well.
For me right now, it's my daughter. So she's now 14, going into the crazy teen world and the struggles of friendships and social media and fitting in. This was really recent. We went and picked her up from school and I got in so much trouble from her. I could see her coming towards me. Get out of here kind of thing. We get back in the car and she just went off and nod at me. Normally I'm pretty strong, but I just silently started crying in the front seat, and then she didn't apologize or anything. Got home, she just went straight to her room, and then she came out probably, I would say, an hour later. Then she comes up to me and she's like, I know you probably like don't want to speak to me, but like I'm really, really sorry and you probably don't forgive me. And I said to her, you know what, Maya, I'll always forgive you and I always love you. And I just gave her a huge hug. So it's like sometimes it's hard to, even though they might not do the right thing by you, just to like contain your own emotions, because at the end of the day you're the adult and you have that emotional maturity to do that. And just always open your arms with forgiveness. Kids are just in their own world. And that's probably half the time not even aware of actually what they're doing. It's just patience, opening your arms with love and just riding it through.
If you were to give that key that just is going to open and unlock the doors for their empire, what would that key be?
I would say,
hello, Queens. Welcome back with Keys to the Queendom. I am your host, Tamara Maya. I am here at Pivotal Conversations. Can't even say it right now. I've never had that many coffees. I'm here in Melbourne at Pivotal Conversations. It's an amazing studio, and I'm really looking forward to this amazing episode. Now, one amazing thing you are going to witness is that Stephanie Sanzo, this incredible fitness icon, a mum of two, is the most genuine, authentic person you are ever going to meet. And in fact, she was my very first guest speaker when I first started my podcast 4 years ago, except that was called You Can Slay That Again. Now, in this episode, you're going to understand her journey in the fitness space, how she has also pivoted and evolved her career, not only as an amazing fitness coach, but now the owner of an amazing fashion company, Yondit. And I'm just so inspired by this woman, not only from a place of authenticity, building a personal brand, but just the fact that she just gives and gives and gives. You know, she is the representation of someone who's a good person and speaks her truth, but is also the embodiment of her work, from internal work and the physical work as well. So I think my biggest thing I want you guys to really step into before this episode begins is this. I want you to really just picture yourself and navigate through where you are at right now in life, where you want to go, and what is stopping you from getting there. Because one amazing thing we're going to be talking about is challenging times, hardships, how to build an empire through those tough times, but more importantly, how to still be authentic in the space, even when there's things going on behind the scenes. Now, I'll leave it at that, my beautiful queen. Enjoy this incredible episode with Stephanie Sanzo. Hello, my sexy girl. We are here with Steph Sanzo. We were just talking about our very first time.
Yes.
You were on my podcast. You were my first guest, babe.
I know, and it makes me feel so special. Like, I actually feel like, wow, just to be a part of something that you started, you know, so long ago, and then back here again seeing you do so well, it's like, it's exciting.
Likewise, babe. But I have to say this because, like, the fact that you said yes is a massive thing, you know, and it just goes to show you're a giving person and you're very authentic in what you do. And I think the listeners already sense that and feel that in you. Do you get told that?
When I meet people, I hibernate a lot. I'm always like, I'm just living my own life. Like, yeah. I honestly, it's kind of like get up, deal with kids, go to the gym, do our business stuff, then get kids again, then back home kind of thing and run around. I don't feel like I go out and do a lot. I'm just living a pretty, I would say, average life. I know that sounds like whatever, but in my terms, it's not like, I guess what people see online is so different to how it actually is. Like, that's a job that we do and something that I, 1% of what I put out to what actual life is for me. So yeah, it's really bizarre.
I actually really appreciate you being here, babe. The fact that you guys drive, I know you were in traffic a lot.
There was an accident and I was like stressing out big time. I'm the biggest stress head. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to be late. And we were. And you got me coffee and you've settled me right in.
I've had a lot of coffee right now. So I do apologize, my beautiful family listening. But you were saying people don't see the 1% of what's really happening behind the scenes. Like, tell me more about that.
So obviously this isn't like new news, but people look at people who are on social media, put the best out there basically. And so people maybe looking on are like, oh, they have this life and I wish I had that. And they have no idea what's actually going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And so for me, like what we deal with at home is probably more harder than what we're doing in our work, you know, with dealing with teens now. I mean, they were hard when they were little, but teens now, you know, obviously the business stuff, relationships, family, like there's just a lot going on and I'm no different really from anyone else that has their struggles. And the difference is I just put a part of my life online and
And people judge because they don't really get to see, well.
Yeah, they're like, this girl, all she does is train. Can you even cook? I'm like, I hate the kitchen. I hate cooking. I have a son who's got celiac disease, so I have to make a separate meal for him. And then I have a daughter who's super fussy, so then it's like a separate meal for her because she doesn't like the gluten-free taste. And then I've got my partner who eats like pounds and pounds of food.
Yeah.
So it's like I have to make him something different. Then I get to myself and I'm like, I'm done. I'm like the worst eater. People are like, share your diet. I'm like, no.
The last thing I want to do, bro.
It's like it's minimal, but yeah.
And they're probably assuming you have a chef, you've got everyone that's looking after the things, but you're doing it all.
Wouldn't that be amazing having a chef?
Do you know my partner cooks for me? We have so much to catch up on because we literally haven't seen each other since the podcast. And prior to that, we used to do events, well, the fitness side of things.
Yeah.
I have a partner now.
That's crazy. Because last time we spoke on the podcast, I don't think you did.
Single.
Yeah. And we were like, my partner and I were like giving you
love advice. I love that.
We're like, you need to manifest this and do this, and here we are. Would you say that he's the man of your dreams?
Literally, I joke about this quite often because manifestation was a big part of probably why I found him too. And I did a lot of work on myself. And I know that sounds really cliche, but I wasn't okay within myself for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And when I sort of found the beautiful personal development space and I manifested him, I was a little bit not as specific. He's not as tall or tattooed, but he is. He's definitely the one. He's honestly, he's been my rock, and now he's working for me. And you and I were just talking about that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So obviously, we were just touching base around children, navigating through your beautiful business. Mm-hmm. But there's been some stuff that's happened behind the scenes with teenagers now, and also you were just talking about your ex-husband. There's a lot there. I would love to know more, like what's been the most recent event that you're working through right now, like not just from a business point of view, but like, you know, personal as well.
Yeah, I would say, I was just saying to you earlier, like my daughter's probably been the hardest and she would kill me if she ever knew I was talking about her because my kids are so private. That's like why I don't put them online because they're so just don't want to be in front of the camera or be seen. And I get that because other kids pull it up and be like, oh, I saw you on this and you know, tease them. So I get that. So I've always kept them private from a really young age because I wanted them to decide whether they wanted to be seen or not.
Wow.
So yeah, for me right now, it's my daughter. So she's now 14, going into the crazy teen world and the struggles of friendships and social media and fitting in. And yeah, so I feel like she's had a bit of an identity crisis and trying and doing lots of things. And that's been, I guess, a struggle trying to contain her and put my values on her and then her having different values and trying to just make everything align so that she doesn't make a heap of mistakes.
Yeah.
And you can't do that though. I mean, like kids have always got to make their own mistakes, but it's just very hard to watch someone you love not doing the right thing or struggling or, so that's probably been my biggest energy drainer of late, personally, away from what we do for work. Yeah.
You and I were saying just as well, you know, I come from a broken family and I was at 15, very rebellious, drinking, doing drugs. My parents split up and my father was absent. My mum ran away.
Yeah.
But you and Jamie have obviously been there for her. And we were talking about the father being, is he absent? Is that right?
I wouldn't say he's absent. I would say he's not. I guess our care is, we have most of the care of the kids. Like I would say 90%. 96%, 98%.
Yeah.
I don't know the breakdown, but we have her the most. But I think that absence of him being an authority in her life hasn't been there.
Yeah.
From a very young age. Like, we broke up, I don't know, like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a long time. So, actually, even longer. Yeah. Even longer, for goodness sake. What am I saying? She would have been like 4 even, yeah, going back. Yeah, long time. Yeah. No, that is 10 years, isn't it? She's 14 now.
Yeah, that's 10.
Maybe even younger. I think it was even like 2.
It's a, like, even like what they say, like from 0 to 7, like that's where a, yeah, lot of their, yeah, ways of beliefs, values shape them, you know, yeah, around that age as well.
And it's so funny because they say like every 7 years your cells turn over and you're a whole new person, yeah, right? So now like 7 plus 7 is 14. So it's like that identity again of, yeah, just trying to like discover who you are and where she fits in the world.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's probably like a lot of mothers listening to this podcast right now that are going through something similar with their, yeah, daughter. Maybe they've got a daughter that's really, really great, or a son that's really, really great, and then they've got a, like another problem child that they're just like struggling with, and they're doing all the right things, and it's just something that you can't control sometimes.
Yeah.
But one thing I have learned is just sometimes you just got to love people through it. Like, you can't, yeah, be like yelling and like accusing or calling names or saying you're the bad as such. It's just always having your arms open.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one time, I don't know if I've got time to tell you this story,
you
but
have
like
every time, my darling.
This was really recent. We went and picked her up from school, and she's at a new school, and I came to the gate, not in the school, at the gate, and I got in so much trouble from her. Like, I could see her coming towards me, and she was like, get out of here, kind of thing. I'm like, ah, I was like scattering away. Jamie was with me at the time. We get back in the car and she just went off her nut at me. And I had like messaged her on the phone saying, hey, do you want me to bring you a coffee on your first day? Like, do you want me to get you this, get you that? Like trying to celebrate her. And she just went off at me in the car. And so normally I'm pretty strong, but I just silently started crying in the front seat. Wow. And then she didn't apologize or anything. She, wow, didn't care. We got home. She just went straight to her room. And, yeah, I was like, okay, I'm just going to continue with dinner. And then she came out probably, I would say, an hour later. And then she comes up to me and she's like, I'm really, I know you probably like don't want to speak to me, but like, I'm really, really sorry. And you probably don't forgive me. Yeah. And I said to her, I wanted to say, yeah, you're a little crap, blah, 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 like go off my nut. But I was like, you know what, Maya, I'll always forgive you and I always love you. And I just gave her a huge hug. And I'm like, are you hungry? What's for dinner? So it's like, sometimes it's hard to, even though they might not do the right thing by you, just to like contain your own emotions, because at the end of the day you're the adult and, mm-hmm, you have that emotional maturity to do that, mm-hmm, and just, you know, always open your arms with forgiveness. Kids are just in their own world,
yeah,
and that's probably half the time not even aware of actually what they're doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's probably been my biggest learnings with her, is just patience, opening your arms with love, and just riding it through,
yeah,
like riding it until it's over. Like the dirty teens, you know.
You are fucking amazing, babe. Seriously. Oh. Love does, yeah, heal all, but it's just, it's making me reflect. I was a cunt to my mum. Like, sorry for swearing, but I was. And I just think back to what was the worst thing I did. I never physically hurt her, but I went through a phase where I was like, I remember when she used to smack me with a wooden spoon. I just remember one time she chased me around the house. And I remember, like, I think I was 12, I grabbed the wooden spoon off her and looked at her and then shoved her, and it was the, wow, worst feeling at the same, yeah, time. But, yeah, I was hurting back then, and,
yeah,
she did the best that she could, and I just feel like you and Jamie will definitely be, like, yeah, navigating through this and processing through it. But it's so inspiring to hear. Yeah. Like, it really is. Like, it's beautiful, it's humbling, and it's courageous, yeah, you know.
I'm actually really lucky, like you say, me and Jamie, because I have been a single mum before. I had a few years after, yeah, leaving my ex where I was single, and I always thought I'm never going to find anybody like who's going to take on 2 kids, like, and me, and like especially what I do for work, but someone who's, you know, in the public eye, like, yeah, the stress and the jealousy of that, for, you know, most people. I was just like, who's going to have me? And then, you know, he came along. I worked for him at the gym. I used to actually train people in a different gym, and he worked there, and he was going to open his own gym. Yeah. And he said, hey, do you want to come work with me? And I did. And we worked there together as friends for like 2 years, but we had known each other collectively for like 6.
Wow.
So he was always just a friend, and I didn't picture him like that. But obviously, yeah, over time we connected.
Yeah.
And then I said to him when we were kind of getting romantic, I'm like, I go, listen, I'm not here to muck around. Like, I'm looking for a husband. I don't want a boyfriend. Like, I want to have a family. Sometimes you have to be, like, really upfront. Yeah. You know, I'm done with, like, just playing around. Like, not like I played around, but I'm done with, like, just dating someone and then hoping it might work out. Like, I had to be, like, direct of what I wanted.
Yep.
And I said to him, do you think you can do this? Like, with the kids, right? Straight up. And he's like, he was so honest. This is what I love about him. He was like, I can't tell you that I can, but I can tell you I'm going to try.
Wow.
And I think for someone to come up to you and say, yeah, I can, I've got this. Like, you know, you've never done this before. Like, you don't know. So the fact that he was just so like, mind, I can't give you this answer, but my intention is to try.
Yeah.
And so he moved in, I think, after like 2 months, really, really quickly. Because he's like, if I'm going to do this, I need to be in here and doing it with you, with the kids. So yeah, he's Jamie. been raising them for like the last 8 years.
It's amazing, babe. And I think it's great for the women listening. Like, for you going through being single for a bit, what were the things you worked on? And obviously there was that certainty within yourself. And then you found someone who fucking loves you for all parts of you. And I think that's big. What was for you that moment that changed all of that?
Queen, how often have you said, I spent my whole life studying, I've been to school my whole life, and I've actually learned nothing that teaches me the tools and strategies to build a successful business in the outside world? You've probably spent thousands of dollars on courses, or you've heard fake news from business gurus. Well, I'm here to give this incredible news to everyone here right now that this is Queen Stream University. Get out of debt and actually start making money in the online space, knowing and having the foundations to build a successful business. Now, I'm talking because I have gone through the trenches. I have been a fitness coach, built my online business as a pro athlete, and now I am a business coach. You'll go from having absolutely no idea what your business is through, in the 8 weeks, learn the foundations of knowing what your purpose is, your vision and mission, and also understanding your business values with the execution to know what that business is. You'll also learn branding, social media, content strategy, marketing, and more importantly, how to sell. With Queen Stream University, it'll cut out the bullshit and remove all the fluff and get you working specifically on your business so you can execute this in 8 weeks to get ready to launch. I wanted you to have something where you get to access something straight away, where you get to fast track your growth, as well as remove any doubt, any overwhelming sensation or stress, or the question that everyone seems to ask, where do I begin? With Queen Stream University, you'll be able to build wealth, freedom, and at the end of the day, be an entrepreneur and be able to say, I have finally built my own thing, my own business. And I've stopped making money for someone else, and I'm now making money for my own empire. Queen Stream University.
I remember it specifically. I remember I come from a very Christian background, very faith-filled background.
Yeah.
And I remember like one night putting the kids to bed, and I was just so defeated and lonely, and I just started crying on my bathroom floor. And I just like remember praying and being like, God, you know, I'm just going to live for you and be the best mom that I can be. And like, I'm like, just heal my heart and just trust that you will bring someone along for me. And I think in that moment, I really let go of my fear, like of being alone. Like, I just let go of fear, let go of anxiety, let go of like, just, I don't know, the uncertainty that I was feeling. And I think when I literally let go, I reckon within a week, Jamie came into my aura. So it was like, it was like I had to actually let go in my heart and just believe that it was going to be okay, and that I'm fine on my own, and accept that I am fine on my own. I'm going to be the best mum that I can. And I think when you stop searching for things to intentionally feel a fear, that's when things really open up. So I remember that moment specifically, like, edged into my mind.
That is beautiful. And and the kids love Jamie as well, right?
Yeah, they're like, it's, he's beautiful. He's so good. Like, I'm so, like, looking back, I just feel like, I don't know how this happened. Like, I feel so lucky and grateful, because I literally told myself I'm never going to find anyone.
Yeah.
Because you know what it's like. Well, you're a package deal. It's not just like me. Like, they have to take on you and someone else's kids too. Like, that's hard for any person.
So for me, if I was to think about before I became okay being alone and going through what I went through, I think my biggest fear was how's someone going to love all parts of me with my family background, what I've been through. And there's some pretty like hectic stuff in there that for me, it was kind of like, would someone really love this person? Like who's had a broken family, dad's in jail, gambling addict. But like what you said before, it's like when you're just okay to be alone, it's almost like this part of you just shifts. It's that certainty, as you said before, it's almost like the universal, you know, the high power goes, I think you're ready. Like that, like you'll always find someone.
Yeah. That shift that everyone looks for. It has to be genuine in the heart. Like you can shift in the mind and be like, oh yeah, say like, I'm rich.
That's the feeling. It's the intention behind it.
Yeah, you have to be embodying that feeling of like, I'm happy with where I am, or I'm successful right here and right now. And just your body starts to believe your mind, and then it all connects. Like you said, that manifestation and the universe.
All the woo-woo stuff we love about. Are you still Christian, by the way?
Yeah. I feel like it's so funny. When I was a kid, I used to go to church like 4 days a week.
Yeah.
Like it would be like band practice on like Tuesday, Wednesday night, discipleship, youth group on Friday night, and then church on Sunday. It was like nonstop. And those were my friends. I had my school friends, but I didn't really hang out with them.
Yeah.
I hung out with all my church friends. So I have a very strong Christian background. And I think that's really where all my values stem from as well. I've never been like a party goer. I never like used to swear. I pop a few swear words now.
I said the C word and the F word like five times. You're like, can you not put that in mind?
I'm like, I always say to my daughter, I'm like, there's two words you cannot say. And that was one.
Sounds great.
No, it's okay. But I think like Jamie also, I think I was a little bit too far like religious, and he helped balance me out. Because Jamie's also comes from a Christian family and Christian background, but he was more, I guess, freer in his living. Like he went to parties, he got drunk. Like I've still never been drunk as an adult. I'm 37 this year. And I still have not ever been plastered or drunk. I'm such as like...
No, I think that's so sexy. I think that's amazing.
People would say I'm unexperienced.
I'm like, I was the naughty one. Do you reckon we would have been friends at school?
Oh, you'd probably think I was such a dork. You'd be like, that girl.
Not at all.
But to this day, and I think like there's just this uncomfortable... It's so weird. I don't judge anyone else that drinks. And I've had drinks before, but I've never just gone too far. But you know what? I think like something, the value system from church like has a little bit to do with that. Not like you think it's bad or anything, but I think back then you weren't allowed. So it's kind of just stuck with me and it's still in there.
Yeah.
But another thing that happened when I was 18, I never used to go out at all, but my friend's like, come out with me. And I just finished work and I came out and these guys from Melbourne were buying us drinks. And then I just got a Coke because I didn't really drink and my drink got spiked. And I ended up having to drive myself home and I was virally ill for like 2 weeks. And I had to skip work and everything. So I think also that's like probably put a bit of a fear in me of like not being in control of my body.
Yeah.
It's a bad experience when I was so young.
It's not a bad thing though, because I mean, I'm not going to go down the alcohol road because I love my red wine, but a lot of people are pulling away from drinking because of obviously all the studies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And obviously like if your values are health and then, you know, you're going out and partying, like that's like conflicting your values.
Yeah.
So that's insane. I didn't know that.
The health thing as well, like what alcohol does to the body. I don't like that. I don't like how it's like poison and our body tries to like burn it out quickly because it's toxic. Like it's not meant to be there.
Yeah.
So like, because of that being so health conscious. Yeah. It freaks me out.
It's amazing though, babe. Like, I mean, I really want to, we're going to talk about your fitness journey in a second, but it's just beautiful to see like your story. Like I feel like a lot of people either don't know all of these beautiful parts of you, but it really just goes to show what an amazing human being you are, you know, regardless if I was rebellious, I reckon I would have fallen in love with you at school too. I think you're beautiful, seriously. And I had no idea you were a Christian girl either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny you say you don't really know that about me because I don't put anything out there. It's like purely training, and I think I do that protect myself. I should.
Because that's,
I should, I think, it's scary to be vulnerable. Like because of already what I do, there's so much feedback and I feel like the more I put out, the more you have to expect people to have an opinion and that really sometimes feels like overload. So I do probably retract a little bit and I'm not as public with things. But I also know that sometimes even with my brands, like it needs a story and a voice. And I know that's something I need to probably work on.
Well, it's my biggest thing has been all about vulnerability in the online space, but I don't get, like, feedback-wise, I do care what people think, I'm going to be completely honest. Mm. But yeah, it's crazy to like for you, you've built such an amazing, renowned, you know, brand online in the fitness space. Do you get a lot of hate, and is that what may be stopping you from being vulnerable more online, or protection?
I don't know if I get any more hate than anyone else doing what I would do get. I probably actually get less, I would say.
I actually think you're very loved online, I would
say. It's more so, like, when I look at, say, other girls, like, they may be like, you know, other girls are like, if they speak publicly about, like, I don't know, challenging, I don't know, topics or whatever.
And controversial stuff, like.
Yeah. I feel like they get a little bit more feedback, negative feedback. Yeah. Whereas because it's really just training, it might be just the way I look, not so much who I am or what I'm doing, because they know nothing about me.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of hate that I get, is like my appearance, which is worse, because there's been times where I don't want to put myself out there, because I don't want to. I've had anxiety bad. Like, wow. Jamie will tell you, he's here with us today, but he will. he will tell you there's like times where I'm like, I can't post. Like, I got anxiety. I just can't do this. He's like, it's okay. Take a night off. It's fine. Yeah. And that's so crazy to get to that point. Like, it seems so stupid, but there's been times where it's just, I'm looking at myself on the screen. I'm just so sick of myself.
Yeah.
You know, just so sick of looking at myself with all the, having to put all that content up on different channels. I'm just like, oh, I'm so bored of me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be here. I want to do something else. Yeah. So I have those moments as well.
I mean, I started in 2014, and I think you started way before that in social media world, right?
I reckon I looked at my account the other day. It said I signed up in 2012.
Yeah, wow. And so that's massive, babe. You know, if you think about it, like, you're probably showing up every single day since then.
Nearly.
Yeah. So I can understand that anxiety and stuff. And do you feel guilty if you take a day to yourself? What, like, how do you navigate through that?
I used to.
Yeah.
I don't now.
Yeah.
I used to get, like, feel real bad if I didn't post. But then, I don't know, the last 2 years I've kind of taken a huge step back in my health as well. Like, I got really sick 3 years ago, I'd say, with, like, gut issues.
I don't think I knew that.
I haven't really spoken a lot about it, but I end up, started gaining weight, like getting hives and like skin issues. What else? Like bloating, I just remember this like time I was at home, our gym was at home at the time. And I remember like filming and then absolutely like losing it. Like I just started screaming. Yeah. And then I kind of, like, just with frustration, I think.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's a bit much. And I remember looking at Jamie and he kind of backed off in the corner.
Sounds like me every day. Let's be real.
Slowly into the dark. And I was just like, that was the first time he'd ever seen me lose it. So he was like, what is going on right now?
Yeah.
I think I even like scratched my neck. I don't know. I had a spaz. And I went and sought help. Sought? Is that a word?
Oh, seeked. I make up words sought. All the time. But yeah, sort of helps.
Got. I went and sourced a naturopath who I still work with to this day.
Yeah.
And she ran a heap. I'm sorry, I'm chewing chewy. This is so rude. I just realized.
I didn't even realize you were doing that.
Yeah, I'm like.
Is that gum? I wish I had some.
it's my bad habit.
Coffee.
Why I have big masseters like in my jaw. chewing. It's a nervous thing. It's funny.
Are you nervous? Show me. You're amazing.
I'm an introvert, believe it or not. Like I'm so like, which is so contradictive to what I do. I'm putting myself online, but like no one's actually speaking to me. I'm like hidden still behind a screen. But anyway, I saw some help from a naturopath and she did a heap of tests on me, blood tests, stool test, urine test, everything. And I had parasite and I had bacteria overgrowth and I had candida.
Yeah.
I was in a world of like bad gut health, which is why, you know, I was breaking out and having like mental health issues, like it's all related. So I went on a journey to heal myself, which required me going on a keto diet, no carbohydrates for a year.
That would have been hard.
At first it was, because I was used to eating steak and rice and fruit and everything. So I did that and then I went on a protocol to like kill the parasites and whatever. Yeah. And then I did that and got my health back. And so, yeah, that was a big journey. But ever since then, I've been, my health has been great. My gut health is great.
Yeah.
But I also had to take a step back from my training.
Yeah.
So that's why I was just saying to you before, like, you were like, you know, was it hard to kind of...
You had to, babe.
Yeah, I had to stop training as much as I was overtraining, basically.
Yeah.
My body was in overdrive. So I, yeah, I've come back to the road to health and I've reduced my training level and I have shrunk a little bit, but I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I felt like I had my years of being like a bit of a bigger bodybuilder.
Says, I just touched your arm before and I was like, you feel so good.
Oh, I thought it's because I shaved my arm and you liked how soft it was.
Oh, don't touch me.
I was like, oh, she noticed.
She touched me.
But I'm liking where my body's at now because now I can train and I'm not inflamed and I'm still strong. I can maintain my strength and clothes just fit me a bit better now. I couldn't even get into jeans. My legs got so big and I was like, oh. It was fun. But yeah, I think coming into this kind of age group now from our 30s to our 40s, it's kind of like you need to adapt with life and...
Well, it's crazy because for me, I've gone from fitness to business coaching, right? And my training's gone from strength to boxing because...
Yeah, right.
Well, I started boxing when I was 21 because I got bashed by a girl. So that was my way. Yeah.
How old were you?
10 years ago, babe. What? So I'm 34 now. 10 years ago, 24. I was 24.
What did you do to her?
Nothing, but she thought I slept with her. Steph, I'm not that rebellious, all right? She thought I was sleeping with her boyfriend, but I really liked her best friend's boyfriend. Wait, I liked her boyfriend's best friend.
Yeah.
I never went there, but I just remember she grabbed me from the back of my neck.
What? Low blow.
Yeah. So that's why I got into boxing. But it's weird because the direction I've gone with recently, and I'm 34 now, turning 35 this year, for me, weight training has not been something I love anymore. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like I do it every now and then, but for me, boxing has been my sense of release because what you were saying before about anxiety showing up and, you know, being a forefront for your business. For me, when I get to the gym, I'm on my phone, I'm speaking to my team. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like my way of being able to escape and just focusing on the discipline with that. So have you been experiencing a bit of change with your training now that you've...
Yeah.
Or are you still doing the powerlifting as well?
It's so funny.
Strength, sorry.
I used to get called a powerlifter and I was like, I'm not
that.
A powerlifter. I was like, I just enjoyed lifting heavy. But like now that my bones, I'm acting like I'm 50. I know I'm not, but like I feel like the older you get, the more things hurt. I felt like years and years of overloading the body, I feel like things do start to break down. That's just like it's inevitable. So for me, I feel like, even the heavy lifts now, it does, my central nervous system takes more of a hit than what it did when I was 25.
Yeah.
So it's like I do have to be careful with those heavy lifts. I'm not doing them as often.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone's different. Like there may be people my age and they're at their strongest rate.
Mm.
But like it depends on your home stress, your work stress, your gym stress, all of that accumulates. So I feel like for me, because of how much we do deal with behind the scenes and how things can get pretty full on, I feel like I have to make sure with my training that I'm not overloading that on top of everything else and then crashing. So, I personally have to find like a happy medium.
I've got to ask you too, my love, because you've obviously built your online business back from 2012, you were saying. Mm. Were you online straight away or did you veer... Because I know you did makeup for a bit. You were in the beauty world. Am I right in saying that?
No, but I wanted to.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I put a page out for a day.
Yeah.
And I was with... No, what happened with... I was with another training... I was with another app.
Yes.
As a trainer.
Yeah.
And I remember putting out some... Like, I'm doing Stephanie Sanzo Beauty as like a little side thing. And they're like, take it down. Because they were like, it's too confusing, leading people everywhere. And I get that. So it was like a one-day stint. It was like, had to get taken down.
Yeah.
Should have probably asked for permission because the contracts I was under back then were pretty full on.
Yeah.
But which also led me to where I am now. Like, so before that app that I was on, I was training people in person. So I was a PT.
That's right.
And I had quite a few clients and I was loving that. And Jamie was also a PT and we were working together during the day and he owned a gym, Strong Geelong, and... Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. But then we started to work together and do more together and decided to go fully online because it was just more opportunity and more reach to help more people.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where that started. And then we got the opportunity with the app that I was with for 4 years.
Yes.
And then now, because I wanted that freedom to kind of have my own clothing brand and do my own thing and be my own voice and not be kind of controlled as to how I was represented, yeah. I guess, or put out there, Jamie and I decided to collaborate and create Lift It and Yond It. When I say collaborate, I mean like
partnership.
Partner. He's like, he helps me with everything. He's like the brains behind a lot of what we do, and I'm kind of like the face, I would say.
Yes.
Which is so funny. Like a lot of relationships are like that. Like a lot of people you see online, they have this like secret guy behind them, like also maneuvering a heap of parts. So yeah, I feel really lucky that we're working together and doing life.
I really want to touch on that just because my partner's just started working for me. He's just gotten out of his tradie job for 20 years. He was a boilmaker.
Yeah, right.
He was suicidal last year. He was really in a bad place. And so we made the decision with absolute uncertainty of what the outcome was going to be like. So it's just nice to hear because I truly believe he's my best friend, my soulmate, but he's my chef. He does everything for me. Yeah. But it's been the best thing. I think it's brought us closer.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I've been obviously here in Melbourne, like doing this with you, and I've been pretty much speaking to him on the phone every, like it's beautiful. And it's just nice to see that you guys are doing it now.
And it is a huge risk. Like it would have been a huge risk for him to leave something he was doing for 20 years to come do something with you. And same with Jamie, he left his gym at Strong Geelong, like sold out. To come work with me full time to build something together. Yeah. We didn't know what at the time, but like I definitely wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now if I didn't have him like helping build. You know what I mean? I feel like we share the load. And I actually don't think I would keep up with what I'm doing without his support. It's hard. Yeah. People are like, oh, you just film videos. Like, what are you? It's like, oh, you know.
You have no idea.
There's so much. Yeah, there's so much behind all of it. It probably looks easier than what it actually is.
No, but I think you're a one percenter, babe. You know, you're a true entrepreneur at heart, you know, and you have a family and a beautiful partner, and he's working with you as well. I think it's great to bring that forward. You know, I think a lot of people need to understand we're not highlight reels and we're not just influencers, really. You're a business owner. Yeah. You're a mum.
Yeah.
And engaged now, right?
Yeah, married. For the last like 7 years.
Jamie.
No, we're like. No. We've just been funneling money into our businesses instead of weddings. Like it's that not that sense, we haven't like. We actually did try and plan the wedding, but then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And we lost a bit of money through that and was like, just like so let's hold off and put all of our money into like these things first. So that's what we've been doing and focusing on that. And I feel like we're married already. We live the married life. I can't wait to make that commitment, but it's just it's just been put on hold until we can actually just get everything. Like our businesses right now are like babies. They require nappy changes and like a lot of us. So it's like we want to raise the babies first and then kind of then work on us.
Hey, beautiful kings and queens. Are you right now in a space where you're ready to take action and build your business, yet you struggle where to begin? You're feeling stuck and overwhelmed with all the things you need to do when it comes to building a business. Build the business of your dreams in the online space and be in the arena of all the incredible great humans out there that are building 7 to 8 figure businesses. Now, the foundations that I truly believe in that you are going to learn through this membership is sales, marketing, content creation, social media, money mindset, and of course, branding. Now, all of this will be accessible for you to be learning what is currently hot right now in the market and how you can create your own business and build a successful business in the online space. All you have to do right now is DM Empire in my Instagram or email myself and my team, and we will get the ball rolling so you can have your empire and start making moves in the online space. Let's talk about your business because we've got a lot of listeners who are starting their own businesses, building their empires. You said that you were in an app for 4 years and now you've built your own and Yond It?
Yond It.
Yond It.
Do you know what it stands for?
No.
Get Beyond It.
Stop it.
I didn't know it actually originated because I was, you know how I was saying I'm a very anxious, stressed person?
Yeah.
I remember, and I'm Italian too, so like I speak really quick sometimes. So I'll get mad around the house, just like fussing around. I'm just like, I'm so over it. I'm beyond it. And he's like, Jamie's like, you're so yonded, aren't you? Yonded, because I'd say it so fast. And so Beyond It kind of stood for like beyond it, like getting beyond. And then we're like, oh, get beyond your limitations. And we turned it into a positive phrase. But like it originated from my stress.
That is amazing. My life's a big stress head. That's so good. So, because I remember this is going way back. We spoke before when we were at a fitness event and we were in the Uber together or a cab. I don't think Uber was even. You know, and I think you were speaking to me about certain business decisions. And then here we are now. So what was the, like, how did you then go into then starting this? Like, what was the thing that you and Jamie went through? Like, let's do this, bro. Like, what do we have to do? Because you've been with a few sponsored clothing stuff too and all of that as well, right?
Well, when we signed with this app that we're with beforehand.
We cannot mention. He who must not be named.
I don't even know if I can or can't. I don't have negative things to say. It's just like the way that they worked. So I was sponsored by Gymshark at the time and Primeval Labs, so a supplement company and then a clothing brand. And then when I partnered with this app, they were like, you need to drop all of your sponsorships.
I remember that.
Because we want you to just kind of be for us, so it's less confusing leading people everywhere else, like just less focus on the one thing. So that was a part of the deal. So I had to drop those sponsorships, which was sad because I had a lot of great relationships with people in those companies, and I was left on good terms and everything like that. So we decided to do that, and then we weren't allowed to do anything else when we were with this app. Yeah. So that's why right now, after leaving these, I've been gone for like the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. But
how long was that? Was that recent? A year and a half?
I would say, has it been the last 2 years or the last year and a half? I don't even know.
Wow.
I'm just trying to go off the timing of how long it's taken to create our training app, and our app took a year to create from scratch.
Yeah.
Because we have done it ourselves. We haven't partnered with like a third party platform. Like it's just like, So
congrats, babe.
It took a long time. And leaving that, it was like, okay, now we have to stand on our own 2 feet. Mm. Like having no sponsorships, like starting, like we went without pay for a year.
Wow.
Because I refused to sell myself, like sell my soul to like companies, like drinks and OnlyFans. Yeah. It would be so easy just to go, okay, let's sign up to this, sign up to that. But
that's good, babe. That's holding to your worth at the end of the day.
Oh, I had to sell my car to keep my kid in private school. Like I had to, like, over the last year, I've had to make so much sacrifices. Like we nearly lost Beyond It as well because we had to live off that for like a year. So in that time of not getting any payments except having Beyond It just there, usually with clothing brands, you make money and inject money back into the business. We had to take it as a wage.
Wow.
Because we weren't earning anything else. So yeah, it was like going without any money from anywhere for a year. Yeah.
I have to bring that up, beautiful, because I think, you know, what we're saying before, like it's not an easy lifestyle we live. You know, people just think, you know, we lift or me, not anymore, but you know, we just show up on social media and that's it. But hearing that is beautiful, courageous and vulnerable, but a lot of people do give up.
Yeah.
Before shit gets hard, right?
Yeah.
How did you keep going through all of that?
I think like, when you have kids and you're not fighting just for yourself, you're fighting for your family.
Yeah.
It was really, really hard. And I feel like it's so hard to stay true to yourself as well and your values.
Yeah.
Like I said, it would be easy just to go sign up to anything or start shouting out, you know, products I don't even like just for the cash. Yeah. I was like, no, I believe in what I'm doing and I want to be – like stay true to my values, it will pay off. So yeah, I think like having that is like my heart to lead me and to keep going, knowing that if when you do the right things happen eventually. Maybe it's slower than everyone else, but if you have a good heart and soul, you can't not attract greatness. And I also, like I said with the kids, like having one in private school at the time, they were both in the private school, but at the same time as us like leaving, one left the school and went to like a public, which is good timing, to be honest, because it was like keeping him in at the time was like hard enough. So it's like, fighting for the family and just like, it's just like, I can't even like in this microphone right now articulate like the last year of what we went through. Yeah. Like we've come out of it now, but like, I was like, I don't know what to do anymore. Like we're like in a really hard place. I'm like, we're going under, like we're going to lose our like clothing brand. Like we were just like, it was really, really dark. But with that being said, like it made me and Jamie heavily rely on each other, and we had to really like we saw the worst of each other, like yeah. the stress of kids, the stress of business, stress of everything, like falling apart, not getting paid by other brands, like, yeah. So it brought us closer together, and I think now we're so resilient. I feel like what we've been through in the last 8 years is like what, you know, most people don't go through in 20 years, yeah. or maybe, I don't know. But like, you know what I mean?
It's beautiful, babe.
Yeah, and it's been a tough year.
The last year was like a dark time for you.
The darkest. And keep showing up on the gram, being all happy. It's
hey
like,
guys.
You have no idea, you yeah. know? And I think that was another thing, like of the anxiety too. I'm like, I'm just so done. I'm not getting anything from this.
Yeah.
And Jamie's like, don't forget like why you started, beautiful. You know, like you do it to contribute to others, not to take from people. But I guess when you're at a point when you're doing it and then nothing's in return, like yeah. ever, and you're just going under and under and under, you get tired. Yeah. Like your, what do you call it? Your love cup or whatever runs yeah. dry and you're just like, I've got nothing left. So that was me like last year, like nothing left.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did things turn around?
I think it wasn't fast. It's not like I clicked the fingers and things turned around. It was yeah. like making little progress day by day. So each day waking up, it's like, what can I do today to make a little bit of a shift in what's going on? And it's collectively been like that from day to day to day to slowly getting back on our feet. Things are starting to pull through. We're starting to see flow again. So yeah, it was tough, but like taking each day as it comes instead of overwhelming yourself and going, I've got to do this, this is happening, this call's happening. Like, yeah.
It's beautiful because, as I said, I had no idea all that was happening. Mm. And the fact that you spoke about, it's not the basics, but it's just the progress, like the one percenters, the habits and routines, like yeah. how are you going with training and your mindset around that? Did you have anything that you were doing consistently still through all of that?
Yeah, I think I was just keeping everything the same. Yeah. Still training, still showing up,
yeah.
still being happy, having a lot of gratitude. I was always thinking of the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Like what's the worst? This is bad. Yeah. But like what is even worse than this? And then I would go down like a dark hole of thinking the worst thing that can happen. And yeah. then suddenly I was like, geez, I'm actually grateful right
yeah.
now. And I think once you have gratitude, that can be really empowering to get you out of a negative mindset of like despair or wherever you're at in yeah. your life right now. And then also thinking about where I was, let's just say 15 years ago, I was like, I got married because I fell pregnant, basically. Yeah. Coming from that Christian background, my parents were like, oh, you're pregnant, get married. So that's why I got married so young. And yeah. I tried to make it work with him and obviously had two kids. But, you know, I got married. I didn't get to go on a honeymoon. My mum organized my wedding. I didn't really know anyone wow. at my wedding, apart from maybe a couple of friends and cousins. But like all her church friends came and it felt so humiliating because I was walking down the aisle pregnant and I knew that everyone was just like
wow.
looking at me like this is like a shotgun wedding kind of thing. And it was.
Yeah.
Like he was my second boyfriend ever
yeah.
that I'd ever had. So I wasn't really ready and I was just trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And then we didn't go on a honeymoon. And then we moved into like a 2-bedroom unit that was full of mold because we couldn't like afford anything. And like people would have like parties the next door all night long. And I was trying to just get my little baby, brand new baby, like to sleep. And it was just like that to me, like when I think about where I am now, I always picture that. And I'll go through old photos in my phone and just go, geez, you come so far, Stephanie. I know that things are hard now, but if someone had told you back then that you would be here now, you wouldn't believe them.
Yeah.
So I always think, right now, I'm going to picture myself in like 5 years' time and I'm going to look at this moment and go, oh, I didn't, you know, foresee yeah. where I'm going to be in 5 years. And I just keep telling myself that keep traveling, keep doing the right thing because eventually with consistency and having like a good heart and being moral, like having, you know, doing the right thing, it will correct itself or things will come. Well, yeah. that's what I believe. Everyone's different, but no. that's how I choose to live my life and align myself with my values. So
honestly, I'm exactly the same. I have people say to me, it's weird, like I've always believed show up no matter what's going on in your life. It's
yeah.
what my event's basically about because I truly feel like a lot of people will just go, you know what, fuck this, sorry, poo this. I'm not going to do it today. I'm not going to, you yeah. know, focus on showing up online or anything like that. But hearing that, it almost just makes me know that a lot of people who say that are falling into the excuses and playing victim, which you're not. So thank you for bringing that up, because a lot of people need to hear that.
Yeah.
And God, I could talk to you forever, but two questions left, my darling. Advice for the women who are going through stuff right now, you know, who struggle to show up online or are showing, like struggling to show up for their businesses or for their loved ones, their children, like what advice would you give to the listeners right now?
I guess struggling to show up. What would I give? I would say you've got to have like a reason why in all of what you do. And like, and it has to be strong enough to make a change. I feel like if you're just like, you don't have a reason for anything, or you're just doing something out of an emotional state that you're in, like maybe you see someone online, you're like, I want to do that. And then you maybe do it for a week and you're like, oh, I can't keep up with this because you're not passionate about it. You have to actually come back to yourself and go, what do I want to do? What do I believe in? Where do I want to be? And then live your life in an alignment towards that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like, example, a mother who, you know, maybe she's been a stay-at-home mum for like the last 7 years and she's wanting to go do something for herself because she's given to her kids. And she's like, now it's time for me. And she's like, oh, what do I do? Just sit down, write things out. What do you like? What are you passionate about? What, you know, like simplify it. And then once you figure out, you know, who you are and what you're passionate about again, I think just do something, one little thing every day to work towards it. And let it be a slow burn. Doesn't have to be like, I know we live in a society where everything's like now, big, swipe, you know, whatever, with the reels, like you keep going, just quick swipes, like no one has patience anymore. I think just like stick at something long enough. As you would know, Tamara,
bro,
because of our first interview and then where you are now, you were sticking with it day by day by day, and here you are going hard.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. I love you. Seriously. You're so sweet. It's been, look, it just, if just everything you just shared, babe, I can just imagine like it's been hard. Like it's just so nice to hear like that I've looked up to you for all those years that you've had a shitstorm going through. Like it just makes me really grateful to have you here. And just, it's so relatable because I think a lot of people do assume that we've just had it easy.
Oh yeah.
But that's why you're the person you are now, because you are such a good human being, you know? And I keep swearing, I'm so sorry. You're like, damn you. Yeah. Good things are going to come your way. And I know that P word, the patience around what we spoke about with your daughter, the company, and the most amazing thing that you're building right now. Like, I hope everyone listening will get amongst their stuff, because you deserve the support.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? The people that are very interactive in our businesses, like with purchasing or being a part of the programs or our clothing brand or whatever, they're amazing and they're consistent. Yeah. And I am so grateful for the patience of them, even with our brands or getting the app up. There was a few teething issues with anything when you put it up. And people have been so gracious and given me feedback, and it's been amazing. So I'm so grateful that I've been able to have people like that around me as well. So, but you're right. I feel like patience for me has been the biggest teacher this year and last year, in regards to private life or business or what we've been through. And sometimes in your life, you have to like look at what's happening and say, what am I trying to learn right now? What is the universe or God trying to teach me? And then work on it. So that, you know, when you come into the next part of your journey, like you're nailing it because you worked on your biggest weakness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, patience for me, the big P.
The big motherfucking P. Did it again.
You need a swear jar
tomorrow. I know. Sorry, Mom. I could keep talking to you, my darling, but I always end the episode with this one question. You've dropped so many amazing advices for the listeners, but if you were to give that key to that listener right now, that mom or, you know, that queen who's going through some stuff, that one key that just is going to open and unlock the doors for their empire, what would that key be?
I would say, I don't want to say believe in yourself because it's so cliche, but don't think that you're not worthy. I feel like sometimes worthiness, a lack of worthiness, really holds us back. Like, I'm not good enough to do this, or this will never happen for me because I don't come from a family like that. And we just have this really negative thing ingrained in our mind that we don't deserve it. I think that if you can say, you know what, I am worthy of this, it really drops a lot of the walls down and you will attract it. But it's the one thing I think we all do, especially as women. I don't know, men are maybe the same, where we think we're just not good enough. And I feel like even the people who are out there doing amazing things still probably believe that a little bit about themselves, that they're not good enough, and they're guessing what they're doing half the time. And it looks like they're confident, they've got it all together, but they're just honestly, most of the time, just, you know, guessing their way through and learning as they go. You don't have to be a pro when you start at anything. It's just like, believe that you are worthy of it. And I think, it can take you to pretty special places.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that was beautiful. Steph, that was weird. I just called you Stephanie.
It's so like you're TV naughty. Show, Stephanie.
Stephanie, thank you for being here today. No, thank you so much, my love. Like,
it's a pleasure.
I love you so, so much. And for all the listeners, make sure if you haven't already, follow this beautiful soul. We're going to drop in all the links as well. And all my queens out there, this is your host, Tamara Meyer, with Keys to the Queendom. Thank you so much
the
again,
best
my
of
beautiful.
The best.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Boom. Oh, thank you, babe. Oh,
thanks for having me.
Oh, that was so beautiful. That was wow. The more that we decide to really step into this version of ourselves with our content, with our brand, with showing up, that's when the moves start to happen. When it comes to content mastery, and you are new to this game, you know, you are new to obviously building your presence online, and maybe right now you don't want to think about the micro topics, who you're speaking to, the ideal clients. Start with collaboration. And I think it's really important that you make that decision, that certainty, to start thinking about how can I start being seen in front of different people each and every day. So the first piece to content mastery is being able to make those decisions to collaborate, to speak to someone new.
One of the reasons why I wanted to work with you was because I love that you have a community and you bring everyone together.
I have learned all about how to tell a story, what are the main components of a story. It's so helpful for brand improvement.
A highlight for me today has been being around such awesome, like-minded people and actually figuring out what I think my brand is and what I want to do.
But at the end of the day, if you're just true to who you are and focus on who you were as a younger self, it brings in those types of people that are just like, yes, I want to work with you.